shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. Joined today by Kyra Stewart. Kyra is the program manager at the government-wide IT vendor management office. Kyra, thank you for joining me today.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great. So let's start with, is there an experience or an event that you feel helped steer you down your current path?
It's interesting. So right out of college, I went into consulting and I was doing work like forensic accounting and financial analyses. And after a few years, I joined the government as an economist. So being new to government at that time and having focused on analyzing processes and companies' efficiency and efficacy, I to be honest, started to question the conventional kind of governmental processes and approaches. And I looked for creative and strategic ways to achieve better outcomes in my own work. But I think this laid the foundation for my current focus on process improvement. I'm passionate about program and process improvements. And while my career path in the government was a little fragmented, or at least appeared to be, for context, I worked as an economist. I've led a hazmat grants program, served as an ombudsperson. So a lot of different things, but the common thread has been my passion for and ultimately ability to make programs work better. So there's so much that goes into this. You know, there's a whole change management practice, right, that's come out of this kind of work. But I see my role is really a facilitator of change. You know, no one person makes that happen alone. It takes a lot of invested, smart people, you know, collaborating, partnering, and sacrificing really to make kind of significant change happen. So I was fortunate enough to find something I enjoyed in process improvement. And importantly, I think I was also open-minded enough to see how I could do this kind of work in various roles. So I think it's important that folks stay open-minded about different opportunities. Some positions on their surface may seem to be outside of your comfort zone or beyond your skill set, but it's important to consider, you know, transferability of skills. You know, you might find that the work you're doing is actually well aligned with another opportunity that sounds a little bit different. And I think that's what's key, finding something that you enjoy, you know, honing your skill in that area and looking for dynamic roles to leverage that skill. And I think that practice can set anyone up on their own kind of personalized career path.
That's great. And I'm jealous. I love setting up processes. I love coming into a company that everything's a mess and figuring out the correct ways to organize. And
I'm addicted.
Yes, it's so much fun. Can you share a story of a leader or a mentor that helped guide you along the way?
Thinking about this, right? I've been fortunate to have several great bosses, right? And a few not so great bosses. But I think collectively, they've provided really impactful insights. So many of the lessons I learned influenced my own work ethic and my values, especially in areas like collaboration and supporting and enabling team members, empowering team members to lead. And my current boss, the IT vendor management office director, John Radajewski, has most recently been really impactful for me because he shows me that these leadership values, collaboration, enabling teams, empowering folks can work in real life. So John has empowered our team to lead various work streams that align with our area of expertise and allowed us to do that pretty, you know, autonomously. And while we're out there leading these kind of high visibility and interagency efforts, we don't feel like we're on an island by ourselves. So we can make mistakes and he'll throw us that life raft to pull us back in and give us the opportunity to go back out and the confidence to try it again. So him modeling these behaviors has inspired me to do the same on my own project team. So it's important that employees learn about effective leadership approaches. You know, if you're fortunate, you'll go to classes and kind of learn about the different techniques and leadership styles, you know, this whole art of the possible. But for me, it's so much more impactful when you see it and practice. So having those leadership concepts transition to from theoretical to real life has really helped me have the confidence to fully partner with my own teams and empower them to do things their own way. So seeing John work has been enlightening and encouraging. And on a pretty regular basis, I see this magic happen, right? We have high productivity, high impact, high morale, right? And that's because we have a boss that supports and empowers us. So the ITVMO is a great place to work. And it's nice to see that you can do some of these theoretical things in real life and see real results with your teams.
Oh, that's really great. So moving along that same line, what are some of the more important things that leaders should keep in mind when they're guiding teams and driving organizations forward?
Yeah, I talked about, you know, letting that magic happen. And I think so mm-hmm. much of that is facilitated by creative thinking, right? So there are tons of ways to get something done. What is it they say? Like many roads lead to Rome. But as leaders, I think we've got to encourage our teams to be innovative, to think outside the box. And that's easier when we've attracted and mobilized diverse, like dynamic teams, individuals who've done lots of different things or willing to do lots of different things. And I think when we encourage creative thinking amongst our teams, we boost their capacity to think beyond day to day and really spark their curiosity around the idea of what if I do something different? What if we take a different approach? And in my experience, this has led to having folks identify very resourceful, unique, different ways to achieve desired outcomes. In my role as a program manager for the government-wide ITVMO, you know, I challenged the team to explore new ways to achieve our program goals because we're resource constrained like everybody else. So some of it is out of necessity that we be creative. But often we can't get where we need to go with our internal resources alone. So the team always has to find the external environment to broaden our understanding of what's needed, determine a path forward, and get the brains and the bodies that we need to execute on that plan. For example, in 2022, we chartered the IT Buyers Community of Practice that brings together the entire IT acquisition ecosystem of federal professionals in this space, vendors in this space. And as a result, we've launched multiple interagency project teams, working groups, government industry initiatives that have leveraged the diversity of the folks in this ecosystem and empowered them to be creative and resourceful with regards to the approach to address challenges. Collectively, using these creative approaches and dynamic folks, we've developed various federal IT buying guides that have supported agencies in billion-dollar initiatives with key original equipment manufacturers. We've also developed acquisition strategies, tools, and other resources for agency buyers and vendors looking to work with government. So leaders will need to foster teams that have the capacity to think dynamically and creatively to take on these wicked organizational and agency challenges that are coming up more and more these days. Sometimes the status quo just doesn't get it. So, mm-hmm. you know, fostering and creating these relationships and this creativity, I think we'll all be better positioned to respond more effectively.
And it really, accepting and encouraging their creativity makes them happier too to come to work when they get to feel like they're making a real difference.
It's so important. So it's a win-win, right? When people see their ideas come to fruition, when they know mm-hmm. that it was their baby kind of that got us, yep. you know, into a new place, that you see folks commit that much more. So, you know, it's a little risky and a little, worrying it at the start, but you know, if you go at it a couple of times, you'll really see it's absolutely worth it.
That's awesome. So if someone was looking at your career as a guiding force, what are some tips that you would give them that helped get you to where you are today, maybe help them to avoid some roadblocks that you may have faced along the way?
I probably use the word team a million times, right? Because you've got to be a team player, right? What is the expression? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. You know, my teams, colleagues, executives would attest that I always speak in terms of team. because I'm honest about my own limitations and know that I am only as strong as the team that I surrounded myself with. And in all my professional roles, experiences, personal life as well, you know, I quickly establish relationships and try to build rapport with my direct team members, with my counterparts in other areas and stakeholders. And I envision that larger ecosystem as a kind of team. So these relationships that I work to establish yield valuable resources. Always think about, you know, who's around you? Who do you know? Who can help? I've leaned on these team members to provide information or support for the work that I was doing. And I've had the folks in the ecosystem tap me for support. So it has to be reciprocal completely. But they've also reached out to me to make me aware of job opportunities and things that I may not have otherwise known. So be a team player. Build teams that align to your work and your interests. Be a good contributing team member, right? There's no free lunch. Everybody has to pull their weight. And help everyone understand the importance of their role on the team. And Marianne, you talked about that. Seeing how their work, you know, aligns with the intended outcome makes folks plug in and work that much harder. And so, you know, these teams build my capacity and success. They also enable and help others in their professional journeys. I think that reciprocity is so important, and it keeps you on the team, right? It keeps you a valued team member that folks help. And, you know, while I was selected as one of this year's Leading with Impact Award recipients, it was the support of my team, my peers, my leaders that really helped me get where I am today. So acknowledging that is also important.
So now looking to the future, what do you think is going to be one of the greatest focuses in your industry over the next 5 years or so?
So, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say technology, right? Things are changing in our space as they have for decades, right? It will continue technology to accelerate and move our timeline for change. Things in this space are changing drastically. But even with that, I'll say that customer experience is going to play a unique role, in our industry. In all industries. From the IT vendor management office perspective, our service to agencies is important, but across the broader government picture, our service to citizens, right? This has been and always will be the backbone for agency missions. So this is where we focus with the IT buyers community at large, enacting this kind of whole of government approach to improve the customer experience, bringing together those we hope to support, right? Help is defined by the recipient. So agencies are doing a lot to understand what's needed and with our customers, with our citizens, and ensuring that we get that to them in a way that's straightforward and simple and accessible. So it's not enough to develop a resource or even provide it. We're going to have to ensure that we're developing the right sort resources, getting them to our customers, and achieving our intended outcomes through these processes. So like with the IT vendor management office, I'm excited to see so much more customer experience at CX focus in government. And everybody's looking to create and enable these simpler, seamless, secure customer experiences. So I think our focus in this area, and our success in this area will be a large indicator for success in the near future.
Well, that's great. Well, Kyra, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
I'm grateful that you had me on. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast providers.